On a late April night in 1993, 20-year-old Sophie Sergey was raped, stabbed, shot, and left dead in a bathtub at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Bartlett Hall dormitory. Genetic samples retrieved from Sergey's body never matched those in criminal databases, but cross-referenced against a broader set compiled for genealogical research in recent years provided a path to finding a match. It's the same way the Golden State serial killer and suspects in numerous unsolved sexual assaults and murders in the lower 48 have been identified over the last year. Alaska State Troopers announced Friday that 44-year-old Stephen Downs of Auburn, Maine, a former UAF student, has been charged in the Sergey case. At a press conference, Trooper Director Colonel Barry Wilson described the technique, which connected a genetic sample taken from Sergey's body to Downs.
In April of 2018, the AST Cold Case Unit learned of a new DNA technology that had been utilized to identify the Golden State Killer. AST contacted the Virginia-based Parabomb Nanolabs, a company which utilizes extracted DNA to perform genetic genealogy screening.
According to a charging document, the genetic sample was cross-referenced against profiles in the public genealogy website GED Match, which includes relatives of Downs.
To identify the suspect's DNA sample that had remained a mystery for over a quarter century.
Downs, a Bartlett Hall resident at the time of Sergey's killing, has no prior arrest record and denied any knowledge of Sergey's killing at the time of her murder, and again when interviewed by authorities this month. Downs, a registered nurse, was taken into custody without incident and is being brought to Alaska for trial. Sophie Sergey was from Pitkus Point and a UAF student. She was taking time off from school in 1993, but was back in Fairbanks for a dental appointment and staying with a friend at the UAF dorm when she was murdered. Sergey's mother and other members of her family attended Friday's press conference. Public safety officials did not take any questions about the case. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.